Hopefully this is the last time you'll hear this ad. Because with Chime checking account features like fee-free overdraft up to $200 with SpotMe, and getting paid up to 2 days early with direct deposit, you can probably treat yourself to an ad-free upgrade to spend more time listening to your favorite podcasts, or at least grab yourself an extra morning latte this month. Join millions of Chime members who work on their financial progress with fee-free overdraft and no monthly fees. When you find new ways to save, you can reach your financial goals easier and still have the occasional treat. Take more control of your finances and say goodbye to monthly fees. Open your account in minutes at chime.com/goals24. That's chime.com/goals24. Chime. Feels like progress. Banking services and debit card provided by Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details.
Yo, what's up, everybody? Since you guys all know it is tax season, I want you guys to know that today's sponsor is brought to you by Magnolia Tax Services. If you're a business owner or a high-earning individual, take control of your finances with the tailored tax planning services of Magnolia Tax Services. Their team of certified public accountants and enrolled agents specializes in maximizing savings for individuals and businesses by utilizing the latest tax laws and strategies. From complex business structures to high net worth individuals, they'll develop a customized plan to minimize your tax liability and increase your bottom line. Don't leave money on the table. Contact our partners at Magnolia Tax Services today for a consultation and get a $100 credit towards your service by clicking the link in the show notes. That's right, guys. Like I said in the beginning, it is tax season, so you want to make sure you tap in with my guys at Magnolia Tax Service today. And once again, that link is in the show notes, and now we'll get right into the show.
Gotta get your brain right if you're trying to make $1 million. If you ain't gonna do it for yourself, then do it for your mama. Only stay surrounded by them people if you know they solid. Elevate your hustle up today to double up your profit. Trying to learn some game, Xavier gonna talk about it. No Deanna, speak that shit that everybody vouching. Ain't no more excuses valid. Get up off the couch and get up in your bag. To your bank account, need an accountant.
Yo, 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 what's up, y'all? Welcome back to the greatest show on earth, the Millionaire Mindsets Podcast. I am your host, Xavier, and today I got another legendary episode on the way, so make sure y'all tap in and stay tuned to this one, because this one's about to go crazy. But before we start, I would like to advise all the listeners, all the watchers, to please subscribe, leave that five-star rating, review, share, like, comment, do all those things. We're trying to run those numbers up, so if y'all could do that, we would greatly appreciate it. And getting right to the show, so today I got a very, very special guest, man. I was telling him before we started, I said, I'm going to tell you the story on how I found out about you, but I want to tell him why we was recording. So a couple months ago, I got a family member, one of my closest cousins. He like a brother to me. He moved to Dallas, and he was telling me about some of the things he's been doing. He's like, yeah, I'm starting my Amazon automation, blah, blah, blah. Nice. And I'm like, who you learning from? He's like, it's this guy named Will. Do you know who he is? I'm like, no, I don't know, bro. I'm like, show me his account. So he showed me his account. He like, this is good. He's like, I was like, what's the, is it like, you teaching, you learning? He was like, yeah, nah, he the truth. Like, he really giving yeah. me value in a lot of game. I said, man, that's so, I said, man, I gotta tap in with this guy, man. But come to find out, we already followed each other on Twitter and I didn't even know it.
Right.
So when we start talking, I'm like, oh yeah, let's get it done. Say less, bro. So I'm glad to have him here. His name is Will Rivera. Welcome to the show, bro.
Hey man, I appreciate you, man. I'm happy to be here. It's dope to be here, and congrats on having your daughter too. Thank said it on the show.
Thank you, bro. I really appreciate that, man. So getting right into it, man, for the people they might be under a rock, bro. This might be their first time seeing you or hearing you. They ain't paying attention to what's going on. Give some brief background on yourself.
Man, so brief background. I like to start it off like, you know, I grew up not with the best childhood. I actually caught a felony when I was 17 years old.
Okay.
Just doing stuff, hanging around people I shouldn't have been hanging around. But I was able to go from, you know, a felon at 17 to a multimillionaire at 23 simply by selling products online. I didn't have a mentor early on. I didn't have I wasn't cheating the system or anything like that. It was simply just from researching online. And what's crazy is I used to work at an Amazon warehouse. So I used to work from 6 p.m. to 4 a.m. at an Amazon warehouse, making like $11 an hour. And then eventually while working there, I was like, you know what? I don't want to be in my 20s with a lower back problem. So I was like, let me find something else that I can do. So through just doing research online, I got put into that algorithm. You know, I started seeing ads about how to make money online. I tried everything, you know, like flipping phones, like iPhones on eBay, stocks, crypto, like, you know, I went through the whole like rabbit hole of just every hustle you can think of. Mm-hmm. And e-commerce kind of stuck with me because I saw an ad of someone talking about drop shipping and how you could sell products online without having to hold any inventory, right? Yep. So that like, it resonated with me because I didn't have a lot of money at the time. So I was like, wow, if I can sell something before I have to like buy it myself, if I could leverage the customer's money, I could see myself working my way up and like making a lot of money. So that's what I first started out with. I actually, you know, left my Amazon job and got a lower paying job at LA Fitness just so I could have more time.
Really?
Yes. Yeah. So I went from getting paid $11 an hour, but instead of working from 6 p.m. to 4 a.m., now I'm only working from 10 to 4, but I'm only getting paid $7 an hour, like minimum wage, $7.25. But I took that pay cut so I could have more time to watching YouTube videos and just, you know, putting all my time into my e-commerce business. And like a year went by, I didn't make any money. But I remember one day being at LA Fitness, I was working the front desk and I get that cha-ching, that Shopify notification. I had just made $10 and I'm like,
that's everything.
And that day is when my life changed because I was like, if I can make one sale, I can make 10. And when I can make 10, I can make 100. That's just how I thought at the time. And that's literally what happened. You know, I got my first sale a week later, started getting like 10 sales a day, 100 sales a day, you know, just started going crazy. And throughout this whole process, I was documenting it all on social media. And I don't know what like caused me to document it. I guess it's just like a God thing.
Yeah.
But I was documenting the whole process and I was kind of like the only person in my county that was doing something like entrepreneurial and online like that. So a lot of people, they started hitting me up to teach them. So I started teaching people in my local area and I kind of blew up like locally. No course, no nothing like that. Just literally just teaching people in person. And I used to, it's crazy because I dropped out of my college that I was going to, but I used to still pull up and I used to pack the conference rooms teaching people about e-commerce. But as a dropout, still utilizing all the resources. So, that's how I started. And then, you know, I got into Amazon FBA later just because I realized that that was a more scalable and sustainable type of business rather than drop shipping. And, you know, I started going crazy there too, just opening up wholesale accounts with big name brands like Sony, Logitech, Fiji, buying their products in bulk at a wholesale cost and then reselling them on Amazon. And yeah, that's, you know, to summarize it, that's pretty much what I did to get to where I'm at.
Dog, we got a lot to cover, man. But I wanted something you said that really stuck out to me because this is something I was having a conversation about this with somebody recently. And you talked about documenting. I was talking to an older gentleman. I said one of the biggest regrets I have in my life, and I'm only 29, is that I didn't document my like late teens, like my come up. I didn't really document it. I was in the military. I joined the military at 21.
Yeah.
What I should have been doing is document everything. Cause if I had all the footage of how me at 20, 21 to where I am now, that money is worth, and you can't put no limit on that. So I tell people all the time, especially younger people, I was like, I don't give a damn if you work at Arby's. You're not going to always be there. Document that process. You don't got to post it, but you could just document it. So if you do come up, it's that social proof. It's that proof of concept that people could see all that. All the footage you got that you documented, bro, 20 years from now, 30 years, that's documentaries. That's all kinds of, bro.
That's facts. That's
you know what I'm saying? That's content. Content is king, bro. So I salute you for having a foresight to know, like, I need to document all these things, even though I'm not nowhere where I think I should be or plan on being.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's just, you know, even from the very beginning, I just had a lot of confidence to where it was like, let me document this because I know I'm about to come up. So it's like I was just thinking 5 years ahead, like I'm going to need this later. So that's really why I was documenting everything. And yeah, now it's, you know, I've gone viral just because I have pictures from when I worked at Amazon. And then it's like, now I have pictures standing in front of my like apartment building. I bought an apartment building in Conyers, Georgia. So it's like just having like that before and after is crazy.
That's everything. So talk about, you said you started selling stuff. So how did you identify what you wanted to sell when you got into e-com?
Yeah. So, you know, man, I probably watched every YouTube video on e-commerce that's on YouTube. So like I would spend literally hours every single day just watching every video on product research and all this like things about e-commerce. And I realized that, you know, Instagram is an algorithm, right? So if you like cars, you're going to see cars on Instagram. If you like girls, you're going to see a lot of girls on your Instagram, right? So I basically figured out how to manipulate the algorithm to show me products that are trending. So what I started doing is I would go on IG, and anytime I saw an ad of a product, I would like it and I would comment like, I'm going to order this, or I just ordered this, even though it's something that I didn't like, or if I didn't order it. And I would just do that every time I would get on IG. So I was liking and commenting on like 50 ads a day, to the point where now every time I get on Instagram, all I'm seeing is products. All I'm seeing is, you know, things that are going viral, because Instagram sees me as a customer. They see me as an engaged shopper. Like, I'm under that category now. So now every time I go on the social media app, instead of it just being something that consumes my time, I'm actually utilizing it as a free product research tool, where I go on it and I know what's working, what's not working, because an ad will pop up. I can go to the comments and I can see that, oh, 30 minutes ago, all of these people are commenting that they just ordered this product. This product is selling. So that's actually how I found my first winning product. It was this bracelet and it was just going viral. I saw the ad. And, you know, I tell people, when you want to make money online, don't try to sell something crazy or revolutionary. Sell what people are already selling, like sell what already works, because there will never be a time where there are more sellers than buyers. You know, you walk into Walmart and you go down the water aisle. You got Fiji, Dasani, Aquafina, Essential. There's a bunch of water brands. And why can they all make money? Because the consumers will always outnumber the producers. And it's the same thing with selling products online. So I saw someone successfully selling this bracelet. It's called a distance bracelet. So it's like a white beaded bracelet with one black bead. Yeah, it's like a couple's product. Mm-hmm. I would never buy it myself. But what I tell people is, you know, you're supposed to sell what the masses are buying, not really what you like in the beginning, especially if you just care about making money in the beginning, right?
Exactly.
So I started selling that product, and, you know, I started making like $100 a day. Eventually got to $1,000 a day. This is just one product. And I made my first six figures profit at the age of 19, just selling that one product.
Whoa.
And then I just started rolling over that profit into like other products. And then that eventually, you know, was the capital that I used to start my Amazon FBA business.
So you didn't even have the Amazon FBA business.
No, I didn't even, from 2018 to like 2020, from 2018 to 2020, all I did was dropship. Like, I was Shopify dropshipping. So selling products online that I didn't really own, people would buy from me. I would take their money, and then I would go get it from my plug, my supplier, and my supplier would ship it directly to my customer. So there's a great business model that you can use if you're watching this. If you don't have a lot of capital, you could start a drop shipping business where you can actually leverage your customer's money to fund all of your orders. Now, if you do have some capital, this is way easier. This is what I do now, and I do it for a lot of like clients too, where all we do is we open up wholesale accounts with big name brands. So I got into this in like 2021, like mid COVID. I figured out that I can take the money that I now have, and instead of, you know, trying to make an amazing ad creative or be good at marketing or try to find a trendy product all the time, I can sell products that people already love and trust, and I can sell it on the number one e-commerce marketplace in the world, which is Amazon, right? Now I don't have to scroll through Instagram and try to find something that's going viral. I can just sell Fiji water, because regardless what month it is, what day it is, people are buying that product every day on Amazon.
Absolutely.
It's the same thing with like toilet paper, just regular products. So, I teach people now how they can open up wholesale accounts with these big brands and then just buy them in bulk and then sell them on Amazon, and doing it through the FBA, system, which basically means if I order 1,000 water bottles from Fiji, Fiji's not shipping me 1,000 water bottles. They're shipping it to Amazon's warehouse. Every time that I get an order, Amazon is shipping it directly to the customer. They take a cut, and then I get paid out. So it still pans off, and you're just utilizing your capital to buy these big name brand products.
Man, it's so wonderful how technology and brands has advanced so much that it's just unbelievable, bro. Like, it's really, I hate to say it. No, fuck it. I don't hate to say it. It's, you really got no excuse to I would say be broke.
Yeah, no, what's crazy is my 15-year-old brother, he's 15, doesn't even have a driver's license yet. He makes $5,000 a month selling products on Amazon. And because, like you said, there's no excuses. You can literally go to Costco or Sam's Club. If you don't want to open up a wholesale account, let's say you don't have that much capital, you can literally go to Costco or Sam's Club with the money that you have in your bank account, whatever it is, and you can buy just what you can afford, and you can resell those products that are in Costco or Sam's Club on Amazon. So my brother, he goes to Costco and he buys this Premier protein product. It's a popular protein brand, and he buys them for like $30 in Costco per case, and they sell for $50 plus on Amazon. And he's just selling that like clockwork at 15, you know, just flipping the bread that he has.
Man, that's you could get to it. Anybody that's listening to this, watching, you just gave out a lot of value right off top and within 10, 15 minutes of this conversation. But let me ask you this. Like, you did that first 100K profit at 19.
Yeah.
Was you still at your gym you said you was working at?
I was working at LA Fitness.
LA Fitness. Were you
so
still
now at? What's crazy is when I made my first $10, I quit my job.
Yeah. Hey, so that's all I did.
When I made my first sale online, I quit my job because
same day.
All I needed was that proof of concept to let me know that I wasn't crazy in pursuing this dream. But when I made that first $10, I was like, all right, bet. Like, I'm not crazy. Like, this shit actually works. And I went all in. I immediately went all in. I took the money that I was making online and I started investing. It's crazy. I was watching this one guy on YouTube. He had like 2,000 subs. Like, it wasn't even big at the time. But I reached out to him and I was like, yo, how much for like a call? Because I need to do this Facebook ad thing. I don't know how to run Facebook ads. I need you to teach me. And he charged me like $100 for a call and I learned Facebook ads in 1 hour. Now this guy has like hundreds of thousands of subscribers on YouTube. Like, he blew up. But yeah. But at the time he was small. So he was able to like give me the time of day for a call and stuff. And that call changed everything for me because he had way more knowledge than me at the time. And now I was able to go from like making only $10 a day to 100, then to 1,000.
Dog, yeah. You was giving, if people were really paying attention for real, no bullshit, you giving out so much game right now. Cause I literally was just talking about how, and somebody messaged me, they was like, man, you need to do an episode on how to network. And to me, networking is common sense, but to a lot of people, it's not. And what you just said, pretty much what you just did, is the key to networking. I feel like so many people, if they wanted to reach out to that guy, they would say, hey, man, can I pick your brain? Like, not give him any value. They want all this value, but in exchange for nothing. But you all said, yo, I want to talk to you. I'm willing to pay you X amount of dollars off top. Once you have a conversation like that, the person that you're going to connect with is more prone to having a conversation with you. But if it's all just like, give me, give me, give me, give me, it's like, dude, get your ass on. You know what I'm saying? So that's heavy, bro. Because you understood that early on, like, I got to give him some value if I want him to give me some value.
Yeah, and I understood ROI, too, at a young age. I feel like a lot of people, they let the cost of an investment stop them from making it. Instead of like the actual ROI. And like, I always tell people this, like, you know, if I offered you to buy my Lambo for 10K, would you do it?
Absolutely.
And yeah. And the thing is, it's because you understand ROI. Yeah. You understand that if you buy it, you could resell it for 300,000 plus whatever. But there are people that are watching this that wouldn't do it because they just see 10K as a huge number. And that's preventing you from a lot of growth in life, because if you think that way, you're gonna pass by a lot of opportunities that could excel you to like the next level. It's like, I was talking to my friend the other day too, because I had just joined this mastermind, and I was telling him, I was like, bro, you need to get into this mastermind with me. Like, the people in here are like crazy dope entrepreneurs. Like, the networking's crazy, can get you to the next level, etc. And then, you know, he kind of wasn't convinced. He was like, you know what, bro, I want to make this amount of money before I get into that mastermind. And then I told him, like, you really got to change the way you think, because, you know, a lot of people, they won't get into a group or a mastermind or a course, whatever, until they convince themselves that they reach a certain level, when in fact you should be investing into it to reach that level. Why wait to reach that level to then get in? Right. The whole point of that product is to get you to that next level, right? So it's just, you know, it's just funny.
No, that's hilarious, because it's so true, man. And like, man, you touching on a lot of things, and I want to go back to something else you said, and it was the proof of concept. I think a lot of people think that the big check is what changed your life. And I say this all the time. I say, bro, it's the small checks, because like you said, the small checks give you that proof of concept. Like, the first time I made money podcasting, it was a $50 check. Mm-hmm. And when I got that, you would have thought it was a $500,000 check, because that told me like, oh, this lets me know what's in store for me, what I can do with this. So you don't need, Well, that's why it's the power of important to starting something, because when you start, the quicker you start, the quicker you could get that small check. And that small check is going to give you that confidence that like, oh, shit, it's up now.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of you guys just need to start, because those small results that you get, those small footsteps that you take forward, that's going to lead to the huge growth later in the future. But you just got to be exposed to it at some point in your life. That's why I'm so big on like, when I go on trips and stuff, I like to take my little brothers. I like to take my family. Like, I like to expose them to like what's possible, you know, nice hotels, big houses, nice cars, because I feel like the younger you are when you're exposed to things like that, the more you're the earlier your mind starts to work and you're able to attain those things maybe earlier than I did, you know, for him. I agree. So I think that's important, just being exposed to things like
exposure
that.
Exposure is everything. What going back to the e-commerce, you say you left immediately, you made that $10, you got up out of there.
Yeah.
And then, so let me ask you this. Did you have a brand at this time, like a big brand?
No, like a personal brand?
Yeah, personal brand.
No. I was documenting everything, but my personal brand was small.
Okay, so how long did it take you from when you started this to like grow your brand? Like, because you got a huge brand now.
Yeah, it's crazy because it was kind of exponential. So at the time that I had already made my first 100,000, I probably had 2,000 followers.
Crazy.
I was still kind of just people in my local area knew about me. From 2018 to 2020, I grew to like 10,000 followers just from posting, just being aggressive on social media, posting three times a day, just right. organic, going crazy. And then from 2021 to 2022, I went from 10,000 to like 500,000 followers. And all that was just paid traffic. You know, I started getting into Facebook ads, Instagram ads, started getting onto podcasts, because I think what people don't realize, and this would be a gem for anyone that has like some type of value to give, or you know, you're on social right now, is a lot of people think that they need to constantly make viral content rather than taking their content that's already good and just paying for it to go viral.
Break it down, bro.
Like, that's the quickest the quickest way for it to grow. Because I remember just being frustrated at 5,000 followers. Like, man, I know my content is better than anyone's content in the space. Like, why isn't it blowing up? And it's because you just don't have that many eyes right now. And you're at the mercy of the algorithm. Like, if the algorithm wants you to blow up, you're going to blow up. If it doesn't, you're not. And that doesn't really mean that your video is trash. It just means it just didn't hit the algorithm. So if you know you have a good video, especially if you post it and the algorithm does bless you and it does do good, if you run ads to it, you're going to 10X. So if you post a video and it does 1 million views organically, you're crazy if you don't run ads to that video, because you're going to do 10 mil. You might do 100 mil. You know, like if you put money behind it. So that's just the way. That's how I grew.
You giving us a game. They don't even know how much this is worth, because this is the stuff you saying is stuff that people charge for and they be secretive about, and you just gave it to them for free.
Not yet. Facts. Like, in 2020, I started my program, Ecom Degree University. Right. So I was blowing up. Like in my local area, I was teaching everyone how to get into e-commerce because I was documenting. My high school friends were seeing it. College friends were seeing it. And it got to a point where I couldn't help everyone one-on-one.
Exactly.
So I told myself, let me just start a program. And this was back when courses weren't popular. You know, now a lot of people have courses and stuff. I didn't even know that you can make a lot of money with a course. I thought, you know, let me drop this. And if I make $10,000, I'm good. Like, that's a lot of money to me at the time. So I dropped it. And I was making good money. I didn't really see it as like a main income or anything like that. Like, money was coming in consistently. I was only charging people like $200 to learn. And then eventually I started getting into like these different rooms and I'm hearing people like, yeah, I made $1 million last year with my program, or I made $500,000 this month with my program. I'm like, yo, what?
That course money different.
Exactly. And that got me thinking, like, I need to blow up my personal brand. Because the e-commerce money is good, but you know, I'm trying to do big stuff. I'm trying to buy apartment buildings. Like, I need money coming in from everywhere. And if I can help people and make money along the way, then I don't see that as a bad thing, right? So that's when I started running ads, trying to teach people how to get into the game. Mm. And that's why I told you about running ads to like a popular video, because I posted a video on social media, and it was a video, you might have seen it. It was an ad where I was like, don't buy this.
Yep.
Buy this.
That was everywhere.
And it was a Fiji water. And I was telling people how they can open up wholesale accounts with big brands, sell them on Amazon. That video blew up organically.
Yeah, that video, I posted it.
It got a million views organically. And I only had like 50K followers. So I was like, well, that's crazy. I took that video, ran it as an ad. And I think we spent like $1 million on that video, just running it as an ad. Really? Just that one video.
How much it made you?
But that video's made us over $10 million, just that one video. Just that one video.
That's wild.
And that video still running as an ad, bro. And I posted that like 2 years ago. My ad team, they had, because when I had posted it, I was I think I pointed at my watch, and then above me it said learn how to build an online business in 2021, because that's when I posted it. So now my ad team, every year they change the year. And we're still running it though.
That's Yo, you giving, bro, like I said, you giving out so much value, because oftentimes you'll talk to entrepreneurs or if they on social media and they like, man, I don't need the internet. Like, what's, I don't need to go viral. Yeah. And I'll be like, man, y'all don't understand this shit. Like, not, I don't know how to explain this, but the more attention you get, the more money you're going to make. Yeah. And when you go viral, a million views.
And it's not just because, you know, I know some people, they're like against the whole like course thing, but it's right. Like, it's not even getting eyes just to sell courses. You know, now I'm into real estate, commercial real estate. I have people that follow me that are willing to invest in my deals now.
See?
You know, I'll post something like, yo, I'm trying to buy this 80-unit apartment building in Atlanta. Here's my email if you're trying to invest with me, like, and own some property. And people are DMing me ready to invest $50,000, $100,000, $200,000 just because they follow me on social media, just because we've built that connection and they see me as trustworthy, right? Yep. So it goes way beyond just that. You know, selling digital products.
That's facts, bro. And talk about we bringing up real estate, you lead me right into it, bro. I know you, it's a 24 or 26 unit?
24 unit.
Talk about how was you able to acquire that? Yes. And it's named after you.
Right, yeah. We renamed it Rivera Park. So It's crazy. This is the same formula. Same way that I got good at e-commerce and the same way that I made money there is how I made money in real estate. So I knew that while making money online is cool, you're going to have to pay a lot in taxes because you don't have that many write-offs when it comes to making money online. You got like ad spend and maybe your office and a Wi-Fi bill. But other than that, you're going to pay
a lot.
You're going to pay a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I learned my lesson. I paid a lot. So I was like, yeah, never again. So I was like, you know what? I need to find a tax haven. And plus, I've always liked real estate. And then I found someone in my city. His name's Ed Bolden. And he has 600 units in Atlanta, over 40 apartment buildings. I think it's over like $60 million in real estate. And I found him on IG. I was like, wow, he's in my city. And I DM'd him, same way that I DM'd the guy that I was trying to learn Facebook ads from. And I was like, yo, you know, I'm trying to get into real estate. I see you doing your thing. Like, I would love to learn, like, how much can I pay you just for you to teach me how to do this? Or do you have anything that I can watch that you recommend? Like, you know, I just kept it real with him. He didn't respond. You know, months went by, and I DM'd him again. He didn't respond. And then months went by, and then one day, one of my friends, he calls me. He was like, yo, Bolden, you know, he's doing this mastermind now. I just joined. It's 50,000. And then, you know, I joined. I was like, oh, bet. Boom. Got in the mastermind. He put me on game. Within like 6 months of being in there, I bought my first apartment building.
Dope, bro.
So
that's two things. The power of the follow-up. Because most people, they're not even going to attempt to follow up. Even though he didn't hit back, it's still that you followed up. And the second thing, networking again.
Now me and him are cool. Like, me and him can go to a bar, grab a drink type of cool. You know, it's not just off the mentorship.
Bro, you giving too much value, bro. So when you bought it, was it already like fully occupied?
So yeah, when I bought it, it was about 80% occupied. It needed a lot of work though. A lot of the units weren't looking good, needed paint. A lot of the tenants weren't paying rent. So I bought the building at $2.6 million. As soon as I bought it, it got appraised at 2.8. So I made $200,000 buying it. And then we put like $300,000 in renovations into it, and we're still renovating some units. But when we're done, the ARV is gonna be around 3.8. So I'm trying to pull like $1 million in cash out refinance out of it. And that $1 million is tax-free for anyone watching this, because you can't get taxed on a loan amount. And so you make that $1 million tax-free. But the key to this whole thing is I saved $700,000 in taxes buying that building. So not only did I make $200,000 on the appraisal, and am I going to make $1 million on the cash out refinance, but I saved $700,000 buying it. Because when it comes to buying commercial real estate, you can depreciate up to, I think, 36 years. So basically what that is you're telling the bank that, listen, or you're telling the IRS too, that in 36 years, it's going to cost me all of this money to fix all of these appliances and things like that. And instead of saving that amount in your taxes year one, year two, year three, you can take those full 36 years and get all of those expenses and just save them in year one. So
real estate, the number one tax deduction.
Exactly. Exactly. And you can do that with residential too, but you can only do it up to like 26 years, I think.
Man, that's
so commercial, you get an extra 10 that you can write off.
But that's how old are you again?
24.
You're 24, bro. You own a 24 unit apartment building. Got a 8-figure business.
Yeah.
You own the gym.
Oh yeah.
This is unprecedented. he said, oh yeah, he forgot. This is unprecedented territory, bro.
I talk about that.
Yeah, we about to talk about that, dog. Like, this is unprecedented territory for a 24-year-old, man. So before, I want to talk about the gym, the Rich and Fit. Like, I love the name, number one. So shout out to you for that. But talk about like your mindset to be able to accomplish all these things at 24. You say you became a felon. That was only 7 years ago. So talk about the mindset you have to accomplish all these things.
I mean, I think it comes down to exposure. Like I said, none of this would be possible if I didn't have someone that I looked up to that was already doing what I aspire to do at a way higher level. So I got into e-commerce because I started looking up to people that were my age on YouTube that I didn't know, but that were living the dream life that I wanted to live. And because I had them as a mentor from afar, I was able to attain it eventually because it was in my line of view, like my line of vision. And it's the same thing with real estate. I had no experience in real estate whatsoever. I was strictly an e-commerce guy, but because I saw someone in my city killing it, putting his last name in front of apartment buildings, I was like, if he can do it, I can do it. I just need the guidance. And it's just, you know, being exposed to other people doing things, you realize that you can do it too. You know, anyone watching this can do what I've done, even more. You know, you just need the guidance and you need to have that exposure.
That exposure. Man, that's heavy, bro. Let's talk about the gym for a second, Rich and Fit.
Yeah,
so when did you start that, and what made you want to even get into fitness?
Yeah, so that's crazy. So Rich and Fit, how that started is I was on social media and I saw one of my friends. His name is Tyshawn. He has a podcast too. You might know him. They have the Hardly Initiated podcast.
Tyshawn, oh, yeah, I know. Right? Yeah.
So those are my boys. And I saw them posting their story, like them working out. But it was like HD 4K footage. And I just hear the trainer in the background just like yelling at them, motivating them and stuff. And I'm like, whoa, that's crazy. Like, that energy is crazy. Mm-hmm. And plus, I'm big on content. So I was like, and I like working out too. So I was like, I need that content. So I hit him up. I was like, yo, who's your trainer? And they let me know. And I was like, does he do the content too? Or is like, is there a videographer there? Like, how does it work? And they're like, nah, he's the trainer and he's the videographer. He does both. So he trains you. And then on the last set, he records it.
That's hard.
So I was like, whoa, that's crazy. I was like, I need to work out with y'all. So I started working out with them. And then I met the trainer. His name's Timmy. And we started getting like kicked out of gyms. So we started out at this one gym. And like, he just started getting hella clients because I started posting the workouts. Tyshawn and Ryan were posting the workouts. I had a couple friends pull up. They started posting like their workout footage. And it was just like contagious energy. Everyone wanted the content too. So he started like packing out other people's gyms because he didn't own a gym. He would just work out at different gyms. And it got to the point where we just started getting kicked out because one, the energy was too high because he's really loud. And then it was just too many people. So we went from like, we went through like four gyms,
great,
got kicked out of every gym. And then it got to the point where my boy Benny, so he actually is in real estate too. He's one of my good friends. He's co-owner of Rich and Fit.
Okay.
I asked him one day, I was like, bro, we just need our own gym. Like, I'm tired of getting kicked out of gyms. And Timmy, you know, he has way more energy than anyone that I've ever met in my life. He has a crazy skill set of not only being able to train people, but being able to record as well. And just, you know, have an amazing video and amazing energy on the video. So we should look into doing something if he's down to run it. Because I don't want to be the operator of the gym. I kind of just want to be the investor and also work out there, you know? So, and then Timmy was down And immediately we just started working on it. You know, we hired an agent to find us a space. They found us a space in Chamblee, which is like a growing area in Georgia. It's like 20 minutes from Atlanta. And then we just opened it up. We opened it up in we signed the lease in November, and then we finished renovations like 2 months ago. And we're not officially open yet. We've been working out a lot of people there, but we officially opened on April 1st. Okay. But it's been smooth though.
Yeah, I've been seeing the videos, man. Y'all definitely been turned in there, man. But talk about why is being physically fit important for you with involving everything else you were doing?
I think being being successful in business and being fit in general, it comes with the same characteristics. Like, you got to be disciplined. You got to come with it every single day. And, you know, it's literally the same formula. If you can be fit, then you can be rich too. And that's why we called it Rich and Fit. And a lot of people, you know, although we are talking about the wealth side of rich, we're also talking about, you know, rich in the mind. So it's called Rich and Fit because you have to be rich in the mind before you ever become rich in your pockets. Like, the mindset shift comes before the income shift.
Yep.
So that's why we named the gym Rich and Fit, because odds are if you're fit, you probably make a lot of money too, because you're a disciplined person. You're showing up every day. Same characteristics that it takes to be successful in business. So.
Yeah, bro, I agree wholeheartedly with that. And I want to go back to e-com for a second, because this is an industry that, you know, a lot of people want to get in now. They're trying to venture into it. So what do you think is the biggest thing that for people to have unsuccessful e-com stores?
Yeah.
What do you think is the number one reason for that?
I think the number one reason is that they're in a business that they shouldn't be in. And I'll explain it.
Okay.
I'll explain it. Okay. So a lot of people are in e-commerce because they see it as a popular business model. They see it as a way that they can make a lot of money, but they suck at marketing. And you have to be good at marketing to have a successful online brand, right? Okay. So it's literally that simple. Now, there is a fix to that. You know, if you have a Shopify store right now, you're trying to sell a product that's not working, or you have a brand right now, you're trying to sell the brand, whether it's a clothing line or just any type of product you have, and it's not working, what I suggest is that you get into Amazon wholesale first and get your money up. And Amazon wholesale is the business model where I explained where instead of you creating a brand, instead of you creating a revolutionary product, you're partnering with an already well-known brand. I promise you, it's way easier selling Fiji water than it is selling your brand water, whatever brand it
Absolutely.
Is, right? Because Fiji already has the customer base. They already have millions of customers. And you can build up your capital partnering with them and selling their product on Amazon. And then you can use that money to then scale your brand. So I feel like a lot of people, they're starting. The reason why they're not successful is because, you know, selling, like creating a brand from scratch and selling it online is hard. It's one of the hardest things that you could do. So why not, you know, start here where you're already selling a successful brand. And then from what you learn here and from the money that you make here, then you can invest that into your own brand. So I think people are just, they're starting with the wrong hustle.
Yeah. That's heavy, bro.
Yeah, it's like getting into real estate and going straight into commercial, like going straight into buying apartment buildings.
Well, not without having the capital for it.
Yeah, exactly.
What do you think is more important if you had to pick one, marketing or sales?
Like in general?
Yeah, if you had to pick one. Only reason I'm asking, because this was a question that was asked to me, and I was like, ooh, that's a, what's
marketing
you think?
Or sales? What do you mean by sales?
Like just the close, like, you know, being on the phone, actually close and knowing how to sell, how to conversations to get this person to actually buy or market and have it blow up and get in front of people.
I think marketing is way more important.
Way more important?
Marketing is way more important. And if anyone says sales, I don't know what y'all talking about.
Okay, break it down. Break it
marketing,
down.
So I'll break it down in my business, right? So my business is a $10 million plus business because of the marketing. The marketing is amazing. The marketing is great. We bring in a lot of traffic. Me, I'm not good at sales.
Really?
I'm not a closer. Like, bro, I'm an introvert. You know, I've trained myself to be able to get on podcasts like this and like talk to people. But truly, like the young Will, like I was always a shy person. I don't like getting on the phone with people. Like, I'm not really good at closing. Like, I can't really sell you for.
That's interesting.
Yeah, like, I don't really like charging people over the phone. I'm not good at sales. But because I can get a lot of eyeballs, because I can get a lot of people interested in my product, when they come in, I have closers. I have salespeople on my team that can finish the job. But if you're not good at marketing, your closers, they're going to be hungry. they're not going to be able to pay their bills. So marketing is what pays the bills. Sales, you don't have to be good at sales because you can always hire someone that's commission based to do the sales for you.
Right. Absolutely.
So that's why I think marketing is more important. No. There are a lot of businesses right now that have closers and salespeople that are leaving every single day because their pipeline isn't full. Because they're not getting leads. The company's not good at marketing.
That's fact. I love the way you break it down. I agree with you. I think marketing is more important too, especially in this social media age. Because if you can get the attention and you got a good enough product, you don't really got to worry about the closing part because your product gonna close itself.
Exactly. And that, and you really only need closers and salespeople if you're like selling something like high ticket over the phone. But if we're talking about e-commerce, physical products, all you need to be good at is marketing. If you're good at marketing, people come to your website and they buy. You don't have to sell. The marketing is really the sales. It's both.
That's true, bro. What I was going to ask you regarding marketing, what is your number one lesson, if you mind sharing this, that you learned about marketing over this time period?
The best marketing lesson I've ever learned?
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you two gems.
Okay.
So from running my business, the best thing that I've ever learned when it comes to marketing is you don't have to be a marketing wizard to make a lot of money because there are already people out there that are great at marketing. If you just study, let's say, for example, I'm in the e-commerce industry, right? There's already ads out there that are getting millions of views. So let me speak from like a course perspective. If I'm trying to grow my program or my course, there are already people out there that have millions and millions of students, or they're making millions of dollars, and they have successful advertisements. They have successful videos, and you can just go and remake those videos and you will see similar results. You don't have to we're in the world where you can copy and paste and boom, build a business. Someone can have a successful cleaning company. You can literally do exactly what they're doing. Copy their marketing, copy paste, boom, you're making six figures.
Yeah, because there's enough people in the world for you to make money.
Yeah, we're in a copy paste era right now. So marketing doesn't have to be hard. I think what marketing really is just being aware of who the sharks in your industry are. If you know who the top dogs in your industry are and you just mimic them and just add your little sauce to it, you'll be good. But if you don't know who the top dogs are and you're just over here creating, not really knowing like what you're doing, then yeah, it's gonna be hard for you. But as long as you know who the number one and the number two and the number three in your industry is, you're gonna be able to creep your way up there, because what they're doing is working, and why won't it work for you if you're selling the same product essentially? So that's gem number one. And then I would say gem number two, actually, really, yeah, I said both gems. Just don't reinvent the wheel and mm-hmm. figure out who the top dogs in your industry are, and you'll be good when it comes to marketing.
That heavy, bro. Again, once again, let me ask you this. And the reason I'm asking this question is because I was having a conversation about with someone else about like experience success at a young age. And sometimes the outside world, they see it as your world is perfect. You got no problems. And it's like, They don't even ask you like how you doing. It's really just like they coming to you. They want some game. They want some information. They trying to do a new deal with you. It's always like business, business, business. It's never like no real personable shit like that. So I want to ask you like, if there has been any challenges, what's the toughest challenges with being a successful young millionaire?
I think the toughest challenge is kind of what you said. A lot of people always think that life is going smooth. But, I have my ups and downs, and there's always times when I feel like there's always times where people are asking me for help, and I always have to provide in a way because I feel like
you're obligated to.
Yeah. Like if someone asked me for money or something, for me to say no, I don't got it. I feel guilty. I feel guilty saying I don't got it.
And they know you got it.
Yeah. That's so it's like I feel like you have to hold yourself to a different standard.
Yeah.
And you also have to, I don't know, it's weird, man. It's weird, especially if you're on social media like me. It would be different if I wasn't on social media. Right. I think that's the con of social media.
It is.
Because I could be doing what I'm doing now, like on Amazon, Shopify, and not be on social at all. And I probably wouldn't have the problems of every single week, friends, family, et cetera, are hitting me up, bringing their problems to me.
Yep.
But because I'm on social and always talking about money and things like that, you know, it's going to happen. So.
And then when you in that position and when you say no, it's like people looked at you as a fucked up person. That's why sometimes I learned that, and it might sound messed up or crazy to some people, but when you on social media and you brand, you got success, it's like it's mandatory that you have to limit access to like with yourself, because people will run you dry. They are one that real dry, like with no like sympathy or remorse. They'll just keep coming to you. It's like, damn, like y'all gonna run, like who am I gonna be able to go to if something was crazy? So you have to kind of limit people's access to you so they don't like you gotta have a boundary. You gotta set boundaries so people don't like run you dry for real, because they'll do it.
Yeah, and especially like if you're doing the favors, a lot of times people won't see that as a one-time thing. It's a recurring. You just became a recurring customer.
That's it, bro. You say yes once, you could pretty much book it. Because they're gonna have, everybody's life. Everybody, we have problems continuously. They're gonna have another problem and they're gonna come back to you again.
Yeah.
That's what I learned. Like, I remember somebody told me, they said the most powerful word that an entrepreneur can say is no. Yeah. It was like, it's hard to say it, but a lot of times you got to say it, because if you don't, now you open up the Pandora's box, or they gonna come to you with every single problem they got.
Yeah, and I think the thing with me is like, I genuinely want to see everyone do well.
Exactly.
But I know for a fact, me just giving you money, you're gonna be in the same exact spot.
It don't help.
Yeah, I would rather just put you on game to something, or I would rather you ask me like, what would you do in this situation, and me really give you like advice that could help you in your life, rather than me give you a short time fix that I know for a fact isn't going to help you long term. You know, it's not about the money for me. It's more so I'm giving you this money, and I know for a fact that you're still not going to be in a good spot like shortly after this.
Mm, that's heavy, man. I only got a couple more questions for you. One is, what is your biggest regret since you've been an entrepreneur?
I think my biggest regret is probably not thinking big enough and not thinking big enough, and also not aspiring to be like people that are way bigger than me. And I'll put it this way. It goes back to exposure, right? I made my first $100,000 at 19. And although that's a big milestone, it's a lot of money to make at that age, I feel like I only made that amount of money because I was seeing people on social media that were making $100,000 at that age. But if I was doing my own research and seeing people that were buying apartment buildings at that age, I feel like I could have done the same thing. Right. Because you're always going to be limited to what you're exposed to.
Absolutely.
So it goes back to me exposing my little brothers now on all these things that I'm doing and all the things that, you know, I'm buying, et cetera. Because I know the more you expose someone, the more likely it is that they can accomplish those types of things. So I would have just introduced myself and done research on more wealthier, powerful people early on, because I think that would have increased my goals and what I've done so far.
That's heavy, bro. And I also want to ask, for somebody that's listening or watching this, right, and they're in a position where they may have a felony or just caught a felony or something like that, and they like, man, this is so inspiring, but I don't know if I can do this. Like, I feel like I only could get bullshit jobs. I can't get no money like this. What's your best piece of words of wisdom or actionable advice you can give them so they could get that journey on the right path?
Yeah, man. I mean, number one is you got to get around other people that have that dog in them. You know, so I would say like
that's facts.
You got to go. So what I did, when I was getting into entrepreneurship is I didn't have a lot of friends that were trying to learn how to make money in untraditional ways either. All of my friends were kind of on that same pathway of, you know, I'm gonna go to school 4 years, I'm gonna get a job, etc. And me, I was more so for some reason I was just in grind mode. Like, I need to get this right now. But I didn't have other people that were on the same type of time around me, so it was kind of hard hanging out with my friends, and we're conflicted with different like values and goals. Yeah. So you want to get around people that you can talk to about your goals and that can actually put you on game. You can put them on game. You want to get in that environment. That's why masterminds are so powerful. And you may not have enough money right now to invest into a mastermind, but I guarantee you that in your local area, someone is throwing networking events, or you might have to be the one to throw one. Because I guarantee you that there's people out there that will attend one if someone comes in charge and actually hosts one.
Right.
So what I did is I went on meetup.com, and meetup.com, they have networking events on there, every city, every state. and you can just type in like entrepreneurship and all of the events and meetups will pop up. And I suggest you just attend one and start meeting people that are also trying to do like great things in life business wise. And you never know, you know, you might meet your next business partner there or just someone that you can talk to on a daily basis about your goals. And that's definitely going to get you closer to like your goals.
Absolutely. Sure. You think entrepreneurship is a lonely road?
I think it can be, but it doesn't have to be. Especially if you have friends and people around you that are on the same mission. I feel like there will be times, though, when it gets lonely. It's just like how people are in relationships, and sometimes they feel lonely, too, because you're still going to be fighting your own battles at the end of the day.
Absolutely.
Even if you have a partner. But, yeah.
That's heavy, bro. And this is my final question I got for you. What's your, because this is something that people always ask and want to know and shit. When they want to, like, learn things that you learn, they say, what's the books you're reading? So name your top three books.
Top three books, I would say The One Thing by Gary Keller is a book that I read that changed my life and helped me with like focus and just being able to have clarity in my business. So that's a great book to read. The first book that I ever read was Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and that completely changed my mindset.
Me too, bro.
Yeah, that was the first book I ever read, and I was like, wow. Like, yeah.
It clicks instantly. Once you read it, it just instantly clicks.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So The One Thing, Rich Dad, Poor Dad was a good one, and I think Think and Grow Rich is a great one too, because it teaches you how to think. And like I said, the mindset shift has to come before the income shift. You have to really think differently for you to even make money. Because if you're stuck in like a poverty mindset, if you're stuck in a mindset where you think you have to trade your time for money, then it is going to be hard for you to put in like those 10-hour days when you're not making any money, but you're doing it for like what the future holds for you. So.
Right. I always say this, like you truly have to be a millionaire long before a million is in your bank account.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like some people don't truly understand what I mean by that, but you just broke that down. Like you have to have that mindset. And the way you get that mindset, if you're not a millionaire, is you figure out who are millionaires.
Yeah, because if you don't have that mindset, like you have to slick be a little crazy.
No, you do.
You slick have to be a little crazy to be
and
like,
delusional.
You know, yeah, to be like, yo, I'm going to work on this every single day for 10, 15, 20 hours a day. Sometimes I won't even sleep. And even though I'm making no money right now, I'm going to consistently do it because I know in the future it's going to pay off big time. Mm-hmm. You got to have some conviction to do that.
Absolutely. My bad. This was my final question. If you mind sharing this, because people always want to know the money shit. What's the most you ever made in a day? And how did you do it?
Yeah. So the most I ever made in a day was around $330,000. Yeah. So the most I ever made in a day, it was like $330,000. I did it through a webinar. So I host a webinar every single Sunday where I teach people how to make money online. So if you're watching this and you want to make money on Shopify or Amazon, I highly encourage you to attend. The reason why my brand has blown up so much is because my free workshops that I host on Sundays are better than 99% of the paid courses out there. There are people that are making six figures right now just off the free information.
I believe it, bro.
So because I host these workshops every Sunday, a lot of people attend. So like I get anywhere between like 2,000 to 4,000 people every Sunday to attend this workshop. And at the end of the workshop, I give people the opportunity to get into my program. So I have a program called Ecom Degree University. We're the only e-commerce program out there that teaches Shopify and Amazon under one umbrella and that has thousands of people successful in both business models, right? So at the end, I basically just tell people, look, if you want results faster, if you want like accountability, like be able to get on live calls every single week with my team, and you want to be able to learn both of these business models the fastest way possible, this is something for you. And then on this specific day, it was in January of this year, we did like $330,000 in sales. And there's a $1,500 program, so like over 100-something people bought it. Yeah,
that's horrible, and I know it's valuable because like I said in the beginning, I got a cousin, and he's not even in the social media world. He don't give a shit about none of that.
Yeah.
He told me first, he said, nah, bro, he got me right. It's a whole bunch of value. I said, oh, I already know what's going on.
Yeah.
So, but I know firsthand. So if y'all watching and listening to this, make sure y'all tap in. I'm going to put the link to that in the podcast show notes. So Everybody that want to tap in, hit that webinar, use that link right there. And before we wrap up, bro, I want to say I appreciate you taking the time out here to come up and get done, man. You came and dropped a lot of gems, a lot of value. They finna love this and turn up to this episode and right now.
I appreciate you having me, bro.
Yeah, definitely, man. But before I let you go, plug in all your stuff where people can follow you, buy product, everything you got.
Oh, yeah, for sure. So on Instagram, I'm at Will Change Lives. I only have one account, so make sure you follow. Make sure you follow in the real account. It should be at around like 500K followers right now. So if it doesn't have that much, then it's not the real account. On Twitter, it's at The Will Rivera. So I'm mainly on Instagram and Twitter. You can also find me on YouTube. Just search my full name, William Rivera. On all of those socials, I post about making money online, whether that's with Shopify or Amazon or just, you know, marketing in general. But I hope you guys like this episode. Definitely. And follow me on the socials if you want to keep up with me.
Hey, man, y'all follow him. Y'all tap in with my boy. Y'all see all the dope things, how much game he just dropped on here. So y'all definitely check him out and follow him. And then wrapping up, y'all can follow me on all platforms. I'm at Xavier Miller, and I'm at the official Xavier Miller on Instagram. And you can follow Millionaire Mindsets on YouTube, Twitter, TikTok, Instagram with the Millionaire Mindsets Podcast. And that's all I have for y'all on this episode of the Millionaire Mindsets Podcast. See you guys next episode. Peace.
Gotta get your brain right if you're trying to make $1 million. If you ain't gonna do it for yourself, then do it for your mama. Only stay surrounded by them people if you know they solid. Elevate your hustle up today to double up your profit. Trying to learn some game, Xavier gonna talk about it. No, Deanna, speak that shit that everybody vouching. Ain't no more excuses valid. Get up off the couch and get up in your bag. To your bank account, need an accountant.
Ah, spring. Nothing like the world progressing towards summer to inspire your own progress. That's what life's all about. In your career, relationships, and your finances. Let's talk about that last one. With the Chime Secured Credit Builder Visa Credit Card, it's easy to start building credit with everyday purchases and regular on-time payments with no annual fees or interest. So your weekly grocery run can feel even more productive, and that morning coffee can taste like a little victory. And if your credit scores grow, so could your opportunities to get lower rates on loans, like for a new ride or finally having a home to call your own. Sounds like progress, right? With Chime Secured Credit Card, you can start improving your credit scores right away. Get started today at chime.com/build. That's chime.com/build. Chime. Feels like progress. The Chime Credit Builder Visa Credit Card is issued by Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. Out-of-network ATM withdrawal and OTC advance fees may apply. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details.